Richard may have crushed the peasants' revolt, but peers of the realm were another matter. Chastened by the humiliation, the king withdrew into autocratic solitude. And yet, he had enough of the Plantagenet about him to harbour desires for retribution. He held his peace for nearly 10 years, but when his beloved Queen Anne died of plague, Richard lost his only restraining influence, and he reasserted himself in an extraordinary storm of revenge. Using the pretext of an aristocratic plot, he brutally disposed of the ringleaders of the merciless Parliament a decade earlier. The Earl of Arundel was executed, the Earl of Warwick was exiled, and the Duke of Gloucester, Richard's own uncle, was murdered, smothered in his bed on the King's orders. The old scores had been settled at last.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you, that Richard could manage to contain his sense of triumph, if only in the interest of self-preservation. But now that Richard II discovered that people were, for the first time, frightened of him, he also discovered he rather liked it. He drank it in and lashed out at anybody he thought was disloyal to him, replacing them with yes-men and toadies, eating, sleeping, and travelling surrounded by a private army as if he was some sort of Roman emperor.